Look, man, everybody been asking for it. Classic Dead End Hip Hop Review.
Hey, look, we're doing class reviews now, thanks to you, but if you want to nominate, be responsible for nominating who we review and what we review, head over to the reward section. That being said, let's go.
Dead End Hip Hop Classic Album Reviews for all of the exclusive patrons.
These motherfuckers came together in 85 and I was more than 84, but I'll get into it. Dead End Hip Hop Patron Classic Review. You guys voted on it. A Tribe Called Quest, The Low End Theory. This is like second, third time, you know what I'm saying, that I actually ventured to this particular project. And I've said it amongst you guys before, so I already know I'm gonna catch heat from y'all. I am not
maybe
a particularly, you know, big fan of A Tribe Called Quest.
Let's get into the album. Lyrics, beats, go.
It sounds dated to me. Like it just I don't know what it sounded like in 91.
So, it sounded like this in 1991.
But the thing is, think about what else came out. What other albums came out in 91? Public Enemy.
N.W.A.
Breaking Adam. Ice Cube. Okay, now think about all of those albums compared to this. Do any of them sound like this?
No, not at all. Okay, so I get that. So they were extremely unique.
Like, as soon as that first track hit, come on, man, like that. Come on, man.
Again, I'm not saying it's whack.
But then that bass.
But you also have to understand, when this came out, man. I was 6 or 7 years
old. But you're not now.
I'm not now, but I'm not. You guys still have a 1991 perspective when listening to this.
I don't.
No?
I wasn't that old.
No, I was 15.
God damn, dude.
I'm laughing at you because your ass was a goddamn baby. Oh, I was fucking 15. Like, I think about that shit, right?
Yeah, no, of course. Right. We're now, the accessibility of music is so much different that you can have a conversation right now, 2 months from now.
That's whatever. What everybody's trying to do. That's all.
No, now, exactly. But what I'm saying is, back then, right, like, I still have an emotional attachment to Puff Daddy and the Family because it was the first physical album I bought. And even though I wasn't critical, right, in terms of breaking down hip hop at the time, for me, exactly, it was an amazing album and I still have a connection to it.
Huh.
So all I'm saying is when I'm out here saying, you know, I listen to this late, I'm not, whatever, you guys can go back to that time and still, you don't?
No!
Well, how don't
no,
you?
No, because we weren't cognizant enough to be like, damn, this is a hard-hitting, impactful album. Back then, all it was, this shit was dope, and that's
great. But you as the adult now can go back and realize what impact it had over
only
the
because
years.
There's an internet now. Like, you're trying to get us to go back to when I was 12 or 13.
But you can explain why this is a classic and I can't. Why is that?
Because I read the internet.
Wait,
and if I know, look, in 1991, I did not know every rap album that came out.
I know that.
Now, I do. Mm-hmm. Because the internet exists.
But you heard this back in the early 90s.
Around then.
Not only the internet, but time has elapsed.
Exactly.
So,
but that's my
over
point.
Time, that there you have been a lot of things
album.
That have happened for us to look back critically on right. that on that year.
And all I'm saying is that you had a early experience with this, and because time has elapsed, you can now take all of that.
But not looking at it the way that it seems like you're suggesting. Like, it was just like, this shit was fucking dope, and I'm enjoying it.
No. And I'm not suggesting that at the age of 15, 16, that you guys was breaking this shit down or whatever. Mm-hmm. What the only point I'm trying to make is that you guys have is a reference point 2 or 3 years after this project. And now that you guys are older, you can look at that time lapse and be like, damn, I know how this impacted it.
Right, I feel what you're saying. And I guess why I don't feel what y'all saying is because like, take like I don't know, like Public Enemy. You can't tell me that when you listen to Public Enemy that it wasn't like, oh man, this is impactful.
No.
Albums that we just
that
listened to.
That came out when I was in fucking middle school. So no, I was not listening to Can't Trust It and being like, damn, this is an impactful song.
Maybe because I listened to stuff around my older cousin then. I don't know because I knew that it was something like Self Destruction. Like, I knew that was an important song.
Yeah, I was like 10, Rod.
But that's what I'm saying. I do, but even,
okay, then you're a different person than me. That's all it is. You're a different person.
Different. Like, we're in self-destruction and so positive. I'm not sitting down thinking about, oh, wow, how does this break down socially?
But not, I'm not even saying to that extent. I'm going by what Ralph said. Not even to that extent, but it did something. You know that was different from fucking Luke. You know what I'm saying? Like, you knew that that music was different from that. You knew it had a different purpose.
All I knew is they were rapping. At 10 years old, I knew they were rapping, and I didn't know what the fuck they were talking about.
What's interesting about this album, this is like, I know I had conversations with Mike and some of my other friends before. We always talk about like this and Midnight Marauders, and I'm like, well, even Adam, I talked about this with Adam. He was like, which one you pick, this or Midnight Marauders? I said, this album has more of a personal connection with me because this was like the first time I really got the chance to like, because of this album, I got a chance to really dug in my dad's album, jazz records. Because every time I played a record, he was like, "I got that record, I got that record." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He like, "That's a jazz record. I got that. That's Grant Green." He'd go, "Come on in the basement. Come on in the basement. I hear that same damn sample."
Yo, nothing about this here, boy.
Man, this is black. This is black. This is black.
So musically it brought me and my dad a lot closer. So that, like, when people ask me which album I choose, I'm like, well, Low End Theory, just because it's a personal connection. And like the fact that, and it made, this was during the time too, you know, parents didn't really care for hip hop.
No.
So like, this was like the first album I was able to bump in my house loud, and my dad be like, play that again, or like, you know, repeat that last track or whatever. So like that. As a 9-10-year-old kid, I'm like, yo, that's fucking cool. My dad likes me bumping Low End Theory. You know what I'm saying? Because all the other stuff I used to play, my friends were like, oh, turn it down some. I don't like all that cussing, da 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 da. But my dad was like, yo, you got that Low End Theory tape? Play that tape. You know, bring the tape down to the basement. We about to play that while we clean up and stuff.